Be'ezus Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Chamishi, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Matnas Anim, the gifts of the poor and Sebe Zeroim, where the Rambam continues regarding the next of the Matnas Anim, that of Shikcha regarding forgetting. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding this Halacha of Shikcha Sa'imah, forgetting the bundle. So, Ha'imah Shishachachu Foyalim, if it's the bundle that the workers forgot, but the owner of the field did not forget. In other words, we're talking about that the owner of the field, he remembers, he recalls it even right now. Now, because in a situation where if he subsequently does forget, there actually is a difference between if he's standing in the city or if he's standing in the field, as Ram is going to shortly explain. But here we're talking about that the owner never forgot. Or let's say shechacha balasad, let's say the owner of the field, he forgot the bundle. The worker never forgot it. Or let's say shechachu el ve'elu. Or let's say even the owner and the workers both forgot. But there were others over there, Oivim that were passing by, they saw it when they were forgetting it. Either one of these cases is not going to qualify as the halacha of forgetting that belongs to the poor. Until every single person forgets it. Now, but however, even concealed bundle, and nishkach, if it's forgotten, that is a shikra. So it's going to be considered a shikra as long as everyone forgets about it, even if it's deliberately put away somewhere concealed. It will then be considered shikha. Halacha beis. Now, hayabala saw the beir. Let's say the owner of the field was in the city. Vaman, he says, oh, yudani, I know shapoyim shakhu emir shem kremplain. I know, forget about the workers for sure, forgot about that bundle that was in that place. Ushachachuhu, and really the gear says vishachehu. In other words, the owner of the field subsequently, he, even though he had originally remembered, he subsequently forgot. Now he's in the city. So although he remembered, he was like, oh, that bundle out over there, the workers for sure forgot it. He remembered, but then he subsequently forgot. Or is a shikra. So this will qualify as shikra, because ultimately, at the end of the day, the workers who did forget, and him, although he remembered, but subsequently he forgot, everyone forgot, so it's considered shikra. Now, v'mhoyibah sad v'amakim, let's say he was in the field with them, and he said that, oi, they're forgetting that bundle. And then the shikrachu, which again here the girsa should be that, here, it's that Toma with the owner of the field subsequently forgot it. Here, ain't a shikha. Here, in contrast to the city, it will not qualify as shikha. And the reason is, shashachuach mikar basadeh. It's only that which was originally forgotten by the owner in the field before the workers forgot about it. That's why shikha, that's going to qualify as shikha. But if he recalled at the time when the workers forgot about it, that and he was in the field at that time, then the moment he knew about it, his field already merited for him, and there was not considered a shikha, even if he subsequently forgot about it. Aval Be'ir, Katras in the city, like we said before, even if he originally knew about it and then he forgot, Ariza Shikha, there will be considered as shikha, because since he wasn't standing in the field, so it was not considered that as if he was safeguarding it, because it's not Bitsad Sadeyu, so therefore his field is not merited for him. And since ultimately he did forget, in addition to the workers forgetting, so then it will qualify as shikha. Shemek says in the pasuk, in Devarim, v'shachachto eimer basadi, you'll forget the bundle in the field, and v'loy be'ir, and not in the city. In other words, in the field, it's only if you originally forgot it that's considered shikha. But if you remember and ultimately you forget, then it's not shikha. But in contrast, by the city, even if you knew about it and then you forgot, it's still going to qualify as shikha. In other words, and we don't say that maybe the gezeirah kasav is that only in the field is shikha, but in the field is, but in the city no shikha at all. You can't say that because the pasuk says lagir layasam v'lamon yiyah, which Chazal tell us that yiyah tells us even if you're forgetting when you're in the city. It's just differentiating between zachar l'b'soiv shechuach. The Rambam continues halacha gimel regarding what is the cause of the reason why they forgot the bundle. So amda anim b'fanav. Let's say the pauper strategically was standing in front of him, and that's why that he couldn't see and he forgot that bundle. Or let's say they covered it over with straw, and because of that he didn't see it, so he forgot, out of sight, out of mind, so he forgot about it. But he did remember the straw, because the straw is right there, just the bundle is beneath it. So therefore it comes that the reason why he's forgetting is because it's covered, that's not going to be considered a shikha. Oh, but however, what the Rambam is alluding to, but let's say he forgot even the straw, then it would be considered a shikha, and because, although it's hidden, but that would still qualify as shikha. But since he recalls the straw, or let's say another case, let's say he already took a hold of it because he wants to take it to the city. Then he just put it down for a moment in the field, and then he forgot about it. Again, all these cases, ain a shikha, are not going to qualify as shikha because, like in this case, since he was already taken to the city, he already merited it already. Now, But let's say he was taking it from place to place. In other words, he never yet took possession of it. He never revealed his intention that this was the bundle that he wants, that it shouldn't be shikcha. Rather, he just put it down when he's going from one place to the next. Although he put it close to the entryway of the gate, or to the pile of the grain, or the buck, or to the cattle, or the camel, or to the vessels, and then he forgets it. There's a shikcha. Ultimately, he forgot about it. And if it's going to be for the poor. Halacha dal, not the oimer leilich leir. Let's say he took the bundle to take it to the city. V'nicha gabi chaver, and he put it on top of another bundle. V'shachach hashneim, and he forgot both the bundles. So, im zachar el yun koidim shiyif kaboy, if he remembers the upper bundle before he gets there. In other words, that just like we said, that if let's say he covered the bundle with straw, and he remembers what's on top, which is the straw, so it comes out that the bottom one that's being forgotten because of the cause of the upper one which covered it, so then ain't a tachna shikha. Like we said in that halacha, the bottom one's not going to be said and forgotten. But if not, then the tachna shikha, then actually the bottom one will be considered as shikha. Now the upper one will not be shikha because, again, we said he was taking it to take it to the city, which we said that doesn't qualify as shikha. But the one beneath it, since he didn't recall it before he bumped into it, he did forget about it, and therefore then it will be considered as shikha. Halacha, hey, let's say afu amar beruch hazaka. Let's say a strong wind came and blew his bundles l'tichstech aber into his friend's field. And b'shachar shemayim, he forgot, and he looked around the premises, he forgot the bundle over there because it was in his friend's field. In a sheikh, it's not going to be considered a sheikh. The reason is because it says in the pasuk, kitzircha besodecha, you're harvesting in your field. Avalim pizer hamar b'tichstedehu b'shachar. But let's say the wind blew it around his bundles in his own field, and he forgot it. Well, then there is a shikha, then he's forgetting in his field, and it would qualify for shikha to belong to the poor. Halacha vav, anitl oimer rishin v'sheini u'shlishi. Let's say it's all his bundles. He takes the first bundle, the second bundle, and the third bundle. B'shachar vi, forgets the fourth bundle. So it depends. Im hoya sham shishi, if there were six bundles. So if that's the case, so he has, after he took the first three bundles, he has another three bundles left. So, ein revi shikha, the fourth bundle is not going to be, quote, forgotten, achit l'chamishi, until he takes the fifth bundle. Because once he skipped over the fourth bundle, obviously he forgot it. But if he didn't yet take the fifth bundle, so it's possible he didn't skip over the fourth one, he didn't forget it, he's just splitting up into rows. First he's doing three on this side, and then he's doing three on the other side. So it wouldn't be shikha until he goes and takes the fifth one. Now, v'mhoi chamishu b'vad, but let's say there were only five bundles, not six. So you only have left over on the second side two, which don't really make up a shura. And it's not logical that he would have done three and he's leaving over two. So here it's even more stringent. Mishiyashche k'dei litl ha-chamishi, when he's even delaying, when he's leaning over to take the fifth bundle, where he skipped over the fourth and he's just leaning over the fifth one, that's the amount of time that already proves that he, quote, forgot. Already then, the fourth bundle is going to be considered as forgotten. Halacha zayin. Shnei amar mubavin. Let's say you have two bundles that are intermingled. B'shachach ed mem, and you forgot one of those two bundles. So ain't a shikha, it's not going to be considered as shikha. At sheyitel es kol sevivayisav, until you take everything all around. And the reason for that is because since it's all mixed together, so that's why you don't see the bundle. And that's considered as forgotten because of something else. And therefore, again, that won't be considered as shikha until you take everything all around it. Then that's going to be considered as forgotten. The Rambam continues halacha ches haluf, which is one of the types of onions, a wild onion, bashum and garlic, vabtzalim and regular onions, vakeitzim, things similar like that. So af bishim timun ba'aretz, although these are things that are buried in the ground, yeshlam shikha still has halacha of shikha. Now, so to akeitzim balayla, let's some harvest at nighttime. Veshacha kama, now, because it was dark, it caused him to forget. He couldn't see clearly. Forgot the standing grain. Let's say he was bundling at nighttime, and he forgot a bundle. Or a blind person that forgot, which obviously he can't see, still yeshlam shikha, still has halacha of shikha. Now, v'mhoya asuma, but let's say the blind person, or the one who was harvesting at nighttime, miskaven litl as a gas, since it was he couldn't see, for whatever reasons it is, so he was intending only to take the big ones, and the small ones which he obviously can't see and it's hard to feel around, he was not really harvesting them or bundling them, well then ain't le shikha. Then it's not going to qualify as forgotten for the small ones because he wasn't intending to harvest them to say that he forgot them. Now, however, chaloim, whoever says, which is trying to preempt the law, he says, I'm harvesting, I'm a nas, on the condition, mashani shikheach, on the etl, that whatever I forget, I will be able to take. No, yesh l'shikha, we'll still have the halacha of shikha, because shikha masna mashikha is about Torah. Whoever's stipulating against what the Torah said, the Torah says, no, what you forgot is not yours. It's not a bottle, his condition is void, and therefore it will qualify as shikha. The Amkitz halacha test regarding a harvesting that's not for the bundling. Tavua shikitzara, if grain was harvested, achle nigmra, which wasn't finished yet, meaning it already matured a third of the growth, but it didn't fully mature yet. Now, because if not, if it wasn't even a third, then it wouldn't even be katsir at all, as we had said in previous prok. But it was already a third, but it wasn't yet finished. And he's harvesting it. Now, why is he harvesting if it's not yet matured, fully ripened? Because lachil behema, wants to feed it to the animals. V'chenem katsara, so to bletzi harvest agudis katanas, small bundles. V'la samar me didn't make amarim, bundles which are larger. Or v'chen sotu hashum v'abitzalim, garlic and onions, shetalashim agudis katanas, where he just tears out small little bundles, li'mochel ashuk, to sell into the marketplace. V'la son amarim l'ham me'ngram, he's not making bundles, which is what you do when you're making the silo, the pile of the grain. Then elam shikha, these bundles will not have the halacha of shikha. And the reason is because we compare the shikha of the kama to the shikha of the katzer. Just like the katzer doesn't have any katzira afterwards because it has to harvest, so to the bundling will not have any bundling after it. And the norm of the harvesting is to do it for the garen. And if you're not doing that and it's for some other purpose, like to sell in the market, or it's not even finished, just doing it for the animals, that will not qualify as shikha. The Ram continues regarding the stage of harvesting all the way till you get to the goyrin, to the silo, as it applies to the halachas of sheikha. So a kaitzer, so the one who's harvesting, shehischa liktzer mereisha shu, where he started harvesting from the beginning of the row. Now v'shachach lefanav u'la'achim, and he forgot in front of him and behind him. So shalachim sheikha, whatever is behind him and he already passed over, that's considered forgotten. But v'shalafanav, what he forgot in front of him, meaning that he didn't get to, that he left it, in the shikha, that's not considered shikha. Why? Because Shnemet says in the pasuk, "Lishashul v'kafta," you can't go back to take it. So in the shikha, it's not considered as forgotten. Even if you forgot what's in front of you, it's not forgotten in the laws of shikha. Shi'av meno until you pass it by, v'endchen la'achrav, and you leave it behind you. Now, zakal, this is the rule. Kol shum b'al tasha, whatever's in the violation of don't go back, that shikha, that's considered shikha. But kol she'ein b'al tasha, what's not going back, but rather to continue going forward, in the shikha does not qualify as shikha. Halacha yiralf. You have two people that started harvesting from the middle of the row. Zepan of Litzaf, and this guy's he's facing north. Zepan of Litzaf, and this guy's facing south. And they start walking in those directions, starting from the midpoint. The Shakul of Nemalachrim, they both forget what's behind them. I mean, they passed it by and they forgot it, and also what's still in front of them. So, Shalif Neim Shikha, in this case, what's in front of them is going to be Shikha. Why? They should call Echemahem an interesting twist. Because each one of them, Zeshalafana, what's in front of him, which usually doesn't qualify as shikha, hulachayim shal chaver, is considered behind the other one because both of them had the job of harvesting this field. So essentially, they're like one person. Now, since if he would come to take what his friend had left over, he would have to turn around so it's behind him. That's loisoshav lekachtai, and therefore that would qualify as shikha. Now, va'imer sheshachahu lachareim. Now, if it's the bundles that were forgotten behind them, from the place where they started, which they're back to back, and what's behind them, in shikha, that's not qualified shikha. And the reason is, neshu ma'ayriv imashuris, because that's actually mixed up with the rows, shem in the mizrach l'mayav, going the crisscross, going from east to west, which is going the other direction. They're going north and south. It would be east and west, what's in the midpoint. And actually, v'hima chichan olav shen shikha, that actually proves that it's not, so to speak, forgotten, because since there were two people, it's not logical to say they both forgot the middle bundles. Rather, obviously, they deliberately left it over there so that it should actually be collected when they go the other direction from east to west. And the proof of this is from the fact that they didn't start one in the north and one in the south and then meet in the middle. Rather, they deliberately started from the middle and they wanted to leave the middle ones for the other direction, and they were not considered forgotten at all. When there's rows of bundles, not rows of standing grain, but of bundles. Shepino is where they're clearing it out, taking it to the granary. And two people started from the middle of the row. And they forgot the bundles in the middle that's behind them in a shikha. That's not considered forgotten. And the reason is because it's actually also the middle of the row going the other direction. From east to west, which they didn't start yet. That's proving that they didn't forget it. They just deliberately weren't taking it. If someone is harvesting or ve'ilim and he's bundling, alumis bundles, ufina alumis, and he's clearing out the bundles, V'hein nakram amarim, and this is considered what we call oimer, this is the bundles. And he's doing it, mimakam zel makam achar, taken from this place to another place. Umakam shen, umakam shlish, and from the second place it's taken to the third place. Umakam shlish lagar, and then from the third place it goes to the silo, to the place of the threshing house. Now, v'shachach ha'oimer b'shosh shepin namakam makam, and he forgets the bundle from one of the stations when he's going from place to place. So in pinamarm, if he's clearing out the bundles, lamakam shugumar malacha, to the place where he's going to finish all the work on these bundles, ushchach, and if he gets it over there, then yesh le shekta. That will qualify for shekta. Ukshifanam imakam shugumar malacha le gairin, but if he's clearing it off in the place where he finishes the work to then take it to the final station of the gairin, then ain le shekha. Then for that, he's not going to have the halacha of shekha. Now, then pinamarm lamakam shinigumar malacha b'shacha, let's say he's clearing out the bundles to a place which is not the end of the work, and he forgets it, ain't a shikha, that's not going to be a shikha. Because you found the mokum shayin gemar malacha legarin, and if he's clearing from the place where it's not the end of the work, to the garin, which is the final station, yeshle shikha, that will qualify as the halacha of shikha that he forgot it. As the Rambam explains, halacha gimel, is there a mokum shu gemar malacha? What's this place of gemar malacha, which we said is important halacha, that if you're clearing it out to a place which is the gemar malacha, and you forget it when you're taken to the place of gemar malacha, it's going to have halacha of shikha. What's the place that's Gemar Malacha? So Zeb Malkam, this is the place Shadaite Lekabetz Kalamarim Sham, that he has in mind to gather all the bundles over there, but Lod Shashim Sham, and to thresh them over there. Oy, Lalichim Sham Lemkaim Gadish, or to take it over there to the place of the silo, of the granary, Shuha Garin, which that's the garin. In other words, that his intention is to make this place also the place where you have the pile and you have the garin. Now, Malkam Shein Gemar Malacha, the place that's not considered Gemar Malacha, that's the place where you're gathering the bundles, because they last them in Malumis Gedolos only to make it into larger bundles, to take it somewhere else. But that's not the Gemar Malacha, and therefore, again, that's why we have these different halachas regarding, depending on the place, if it's going to be considered a shikha or not. Shikha is only, like we said, a place which has that significance regarding if it has the Gemar Malacha, then it's going to have that halacha, or the Goyrin. Those are the significant places, but that's in contrast to the place that's not the Gemar Malacha. Lachidal, the Ram continues regarding the quantity of the what's forgotten to define if it has halacha shikha or not. So, shtei kriches, if there are two bundles, kriches are small, are smaller than the amarim, than the large bundles, hamubdal izumazu, that are separate one from the other, because if they would be connected, even if it's three, it would be considered as one and would qualify for shikha, but they're separate. So then, since only two bundles, shikha, it qualifies for shikha. The shalish, once already three, as we said similarly regarding leket, in the shikha, that's not considered as forgotten. Now, shnei amarim hamudal mezemezel, let's say you have two, these are larger bundles, but they're separate one from the other, and it's only two, shikha, be considered shikha. Shalish, but it's already three, in the shikha, that would not be qualified as shikha. Look at this vav. Similarly, shnei tziburi zesim, two bundles of olives, or v'charuvan, or carobs, that is separate one from the other. Again, that's shikha. Shleisha, but if it's three, in shikha is not considered as the law of shikha. So to shnei hutz, nei pishn, two bundles of flax, shikha is shikha, shleisha, in shikha, but if it's three, is not shikha. Halacha design, shtei gafan is two grape vines, v'chei b'sharal, and so to regarding other trees. If it's two separate one from the other, again, that's shikha, that's considered as shikha. Shleisha, in shikha, but if three, is not shikha. Shemek says in the pasuk, la'ani, for the pauper, but like ger, into the convert, tazar, you should leave it. Meaning, two people have falah yishlam, even if it's two, echel onim, echel ger, that would be considered a shikha, but three already would not be considered a shikha. Halacha yidzayin. Ha'yikol ha'marim shal kav kav. If let's say all the bundles were of a kav, the echad and one bundle was shal arba kav and was a four kav, ushchacha and it's forgotten, or is a shikha, it's going to be considered as shikha, meaning, although that bundle, that's four kav, you could divide each one into a separate bundle of kav, because that's how normally they bundle it, there's a kav each. And therefore, it would be four, and shikha is only by two, but doesn't make a difference. That's what the Rambam is saying. As long as you didn't divide it, it's considered as one bundle and have the halacha shikha. Now, let's say yeser al harba, but let's say it has more than four kavim, then in a shikha, that's already considered this, a significant amount, and that would not be considered something that's just a forgotten bundle. So to the same proportion, let's say generally the bundles were each two kabin each. You have one bundle that's more than eight kabin. Again, in a shikha, it's not going to be considered as shikha because it's over that proportion of four to one, and here it's eight to two, and it's more than that. And therefore, again, that's not considered something that's forgotten. It's not considered as a bundle. A bundle, yes, up until two bundles, but even here, the and again, even if it's four kaven, when it's a ratio of 4 to 1, it would be considered as a bundle, and it would be considered as a halacha of shikha on its own. But if it's more than that, that's not considered as shikha. Halacha yitcha, so oy meshesh boi sasayim. If let's say you have a bundle that has 12 kav, it's two saw, ushchacha, and it's forgotten, ain't a shikha, it's not considered a shikha. Shnei, because it says in the pasuk in the Devarim, b'shachachto oy mebasada, you're going to forget a bundle in the field. But let God, there's not a heap. This is like a heap. This is two saw. And after Bishakun Sasam Sam, and even if every bundle that they made there was each two saw, it doesn't make a difference. That won't qualify for Omer. Now, Shachar Shnei Amar, let's say they forgot two bundles. After Bishish Bishneim Sasam, although the sum total of them is two saw, that would be qualified as Shikha because they don't combine. And since each one is a separate bundle, it won't be considered as a Gaddish, as a heap. And V'chein Yirali says, Ram Sutra, it appears to me Shem Shikha that they consider Shikha, even if both have more than two saw. Since each one individually is not sasayim, it's not considered as a gadish, it's considered as a oimer, and since it's only two, it will qualify as shekha. Halacha yitas. Kama shish ba sasayim u'shechacha. Let's say regarding standing grain that has two saw and it's forgotten, so in a shekha, it's not going to be considered as shekha, because we learn out the shekha of the standing grain from the bundles, which is like the bundles is not more than two saw, so too the standing grain. Let's say imba sasayim, but let's say it does not have two saw. In other words, it doesn't make two saw because of the inferiority of the stalks, but it would be the quantity that would generally make sasayim. So then actually, Raina says shibalam hadakas, we see those thin and inferior stalks, ki'ilahim b'riyas varukas, as if they were robust and long. And v'sashtufas, we see those, what's called the kaklapta, we see those that are blasted, ki'ilahim malays, as if they were full. And v'mhaitzer ru'ilis kama achas, oimnim zelasas sasayim shkacha. So if this, based on how we visualize it, as if it was robust and full, it would be able to make two saw of grain, and that's what you forgot? Well, then ain't a shikha, then that actually would not qualify as shikha, and it would belong to the owner. Halacha of the Ram continues regarding the perimeter of what was forgotten. Shachach saw tivu akura. Let's say he forgot a saw of grain that was uprooted. Usa shein akura, then a saw that was not uprooted. So one is already harvested, one is kama. So in mitzarfen, they don't combine for the shir of sasayim, which is not shikha, as we said before. And the first name shikha, the bus will qualify as shikha. And v'chein b'shum, so with garlic, with tzalm, with onions, with pears, with the fruits of the tree. And v'shachach, mitzas, and v'karkar, if you got some of them in the ground. Mitzas and tosh, and then we're detached. With name sasayim, and both of them have sasayim. Again, in mitzarfen, not going to combine to say, oh, it has a shir of sasayim, that's not considered as a bundle. No, Elish name Shekha, rather the both means to the Shekha because they're independent. One is the Kama and one is the Katzer. Loch of Aleph, Hashachach, Eimim Bitzara Kama, Shein Shkuch. If someone forgets a bundle on the side of the standing grain, which has not been forgotten, so in a Shekha, so then even the bundle is not considered forgotten. Shema, because the Pasuk says, Ki Sikzer, when you're going to harvest, Veshachach to Eimer, and you're going to forget the bundle, which is Eimish is Vivice of Katzer, it's only the bundle where around it has been harvested, then Shekha is considered as forgotten. Aval. Oimish is the voice of Kama, but let's say you have a bundle that around it is still standing grain, and it's not kisikzer, then in the shikha, it's not going to be considered as forgotten. And v'chim shachach Kama b'tzad Kama shein shkucha. So too, if let's say you forgot standing grain on the side of other standing grain, which was not forgotten, a filik kelech echad, even if there's just one stalk that was not forgotten, or is a mitzel, says shkucha, that will save the forgotten standing grain, and be yimut l'kachta, and you'd be permitted to take it. But if let's say you forgot a bundle or a standing grain, on the side of a bundle that wasn't forgotten, in contrast to on the side of a standing grain that wasn't forgotten, then even if that bundle had two saw, which we had said before has halacha like a heap, like a gadish, well, even when you forget it's not considered as forgotten, so that's not going to save the rest. And that which is forgotten belongs to the poor. Moreover, although we said standing grain saves regarding the bundle that was forgotten near it, but his friend's standing grain does not save his bundle. And also, the standing grain of barley would not save a bundle of wheat. Until the standing grain is the same species as the bundle that was forgotten from his own grain, then it will save it. Halacha Beis Ram continues regarding the laws of shikha as it applies to a tree. If someone forgets a tree amongst all the other trees in the orchard, even if it had many saw of produce, where although we said by standing grain and by bundles, we said that if it has sasayim, it's not considered a shikha, but that's only by standing grain and by bundles, where because sasayim is considered significant, but a tree that has sasayim is not considered so significant. And therefore, or another case, shachach shnei, so let's say if you got even up till two trees, that's considered a shikha, and that belongs to the poor. Shleish, the three, already that's in a shikha, that's already not considered as forgotten. That's already considered significant, belongs to the homeowner. Now, halach of gimel medvum, when we say this, is be'ilon she'in yedua umafursim b'makom. We're talking about a tree that's not known and recognized based on its place. Kagoyin, for example, shahay amid b'tzaragas, let's say if it was standing there on the side of the vat, or b'tzarapritza, or on the side of the breach in the fence. So it doesn't have, it's not well known because of its location. But neither is it well known regarding its actions, meaning kagoyin shahay oisizim harba, well, oh, we know what it produces, it makes a lot of olives. And neither is it well known regarding its name. Kugin Shai Lishem Yidu had a certain well known name. Kugin Zais on the Tua Bein Azaisim. For example, let's say you have an olive tree that's planted amongst all the olive trees, which it flows a lot of wine, a lot of oil, or it's considered like the flower, where again it has a lot of oil, or it's actually, because of its inferiority, called the embarrassed one. It actually does not produce a lot of wine. So that would be well known with its name. So if it doesn't have any one of these three significance, oh, then it was forgotten. But let's say the forgotten tree had one of these three entities of either well-known because of its location or because of what it produces or because of its name, then in the shikha, even if you got it, will not be considered shikha. Because it says in the pasuk, that you forget the bundle in the field, which is a bundle that you forget forever. And you're not going to know about it unless you're going to come back and see it. That excludes these sha'ata zeichel achzma, you're going to remember it at a later point in time. Because, oh, everyone knows about, oh, that one, that its location, or its name, or because of what it produces. And even if you're not going to encounter it, make sure you do, because since it's well known, so therefore that's not considered as, so to speak, forgotten, and therefore it's going to still belong to the owner. Let's say it was distinct in his consciousness. Because somehow, in the eyes of the owner, that tree was very special. So I raise it, come and force me to do this, that will have the same halacha, that which is well known and recognized, and again, will not become shikha. Let's say it was standing on the side of a palm tree. So actually, the palm tree makes it significant. And the reason is because since the palm tree is significant, and it's, so it's based on its location, it's also now, even the forgotten one, which on its own is not so significant, would also be significant. Let's say Hishneim Zayis Nataifa. Let's say the two of them were olive trees that have a lot of oil coming dripping out of it. So Zem Saim Zayis, so each one makes the other one significant. Now, but let's say Hishneim Kulsidir Zayis Nataifa. Let's say the whole field was a Zayis Nataifa. The Shachachach has managed to, if you got one or two of them, Yeshle Shikha, then actually he will have Shikha because it doesn't have significance because the whole grove is this Zayis Nataifa. Now, but remember, when we say this, only if he didn't start yet harvesting this well-known tree. Then we say, oh, it's not considered forgotten. Avam Hischel by Beshachim, but let's say he started and he forgot some of it from harvesting it, Hariz the Shikha, that actually will be considered Shikha. And for Avbisham Mephorsim, even though it's well-known, because since he started, obviously that nullified its significance to him and he didn't finish off the rest. Now, but that's only Shia Nisha by Pachas Misasayim. If what's left is less than two saw. Avas Asayim in a Shikha, but two saw is not going to be considered a Shikha because since he started, most definitely he will remember to come back for the rest. Elim can Shikha Kalin, unless he forgot the whole tree, which Kamash Malak like we explain in Halacha Beis, that even if it has Asayim, it's considered it's forgotten because since he didn't start, actually he would forget the whole tree. So therefore, that's that contrast regarding if Asayim is considered Shikha or not on the tree. Let's say you have an olive tree that's standing in the middle of the rows by itself. And you have three rows of olive trees that are surrounding it on three sides. So even if on these three rows, each row doesn't have more than two olive trees, if it forgets the middle tree, it's not considered as forgotten. And the reason is, because it's the rows that's blocking it. Now, v'lama omer zayis b'vad, why did the Chachamim in the Mishnah only pick specifically an olive tree? And the reason is because it's not specific to an olive tree. It's only that was a significant tree in Eretz Yisrael in that time. But really, it's a universal halacha that if it's concealed for some other reason, that would not allow it to become shikha. Halacha above the Rambam continues regarding the time of when shikha takes effect regarding a tree. So Ezeu Shikhl Ba'aris. What's considered as forgotten by a trellis, which is when the grapes are hanging on this special bed, is kosher any yochel lifshed as yodibal litla. If he cannot stretch out his arm, he can't stretch out his hand and take it. In other words, if he forgot about it and already passed it by, and when he remembers, when he recalls it, he can't stretch out his hand and take it, well, that already you passed it, and that's already considered a shikha. Now, if I can regarding a vineyard, which it goes on the ground, is mishiyavim and agefenim and agfam, is when he already passed the vineyard or the grapes, v'yishka chesa, and he forgot it, that's already considered as forgotten. Now, badalas ubadekel. Now, that's the grapevines that grow on elevated, on a large tree, or on top of other, or a piece of wood. So that's mishiyordim, that's when you already came down from it. Usharkalon, this is regarding other trees, is mishiyifnim v'yilchel, it was already cleared and he already left. Now, remember, when did we say this? Shalei hischel, but only if he didn't start in it. But if he started and forgot about it, then it's not enough that he just left. It's not going to be considered shikha until he went and he harvested all the area around it, and then he forgot it, then it's going to qualify as shikha. Lachav Zayin Rambam continues regarding the ownership of the field in regards to the obligations of Amat Nesandim. Hamafkes Karma, let's someone declared his vineyard ownerless. Vishkama, but then he gets up the next morning, Zocha Belatzmai, and then he goes, okay, it's from Hefka, and he's going to merit it for himself. Uvitzarin, then he harvests his vineyard. So Chayiv is going to be obligated by Perit in those singular grapes, Uva Oilelis, and the small little cluster, the Vashikha, and the bundles that are forgotten, Uva Pei in the corner of the field. Why? Shari Sadcha Bekarmacha on the Karibah, because I still qualify as your field, as your vineyard. It was his, and it's still his. Now, you're right. If let's say the owner really made ownerless, and someone else goes and gets rights from it from ownerless, from someone else's fields, well, then Harizah Patim Lakol. Hefker is exempt, doesn't have an obligation of Matnas Neim, and this guy got it from Hefker. But either one, whether it's the guy getting it from someone else's Hefker or from his own Hefker, so although he's going to be obligated if it's from his own Hefker in those Matnas Neim, apparent Oilus Shechan Peyam, but either way, either case will be exempt from Maisus Kamishis Bar, like will be explained later on in the second parak in Halachas Trumas Halachas Tes, and where the Rambam is going to explain over there why from Maisus, however, he will be exempt, although from these other Matan Sanim, he's actually going to be Chayiv, again, if he got the Hefka from his own, where it was his, and it's still his, so it's going to be qualified as Sadcha and Karmacha.